The problems, if you look back to the night of the 80s, and for those who are interested to understand the ideological content of ZANU-PF, you want us to look at the extent to which radical scholars were systematically exorcised from the state. At the end of the 90s, most of us were out, taken out, fired, literally. Nevertheless, it is true that if you look at the content of intellectuals in the 80s and the post-1990s, it's quite clear that what you had in the Mugabe ZANU-PF, I say this very advisedly because there's a ZANU-PF or ZANU, a liberation movement of which we were part, and there is a ZANU-PF, which is Mugabe's version of ZANU-PF. It's clear that it's essentially right-wing, notwithstanding the anti-imperialist rhetoric that you hear about. It's essentially right-wing.